nobody.
Hi.
This is like my first time talking to Mac. Like we got here and just went downstairs.
Yeah, we were all business today.
So how are you this morning?
I'm doing so good. Actually, I wanted to ask you. I was going to text you about it, but then I was like, it's better to ask for like permission. Or no, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. I wanted to start our show by saying that it was just announced today that Conan is hosting the Oscars. Tony Foster, I don't know if you knew that already, but text me right now because this is huge news. I'm going to have a watch party.
Oh my God.
And I would really appreciate if everyone could fly in.
Yeah. When is it?
March 2nd. It's a Sunday.
Perfect.
It's a Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect. I was literally in the lift over here and I was like, when is it starting? what time?
You're making your fly.
I'm on Canva. I'm on the Canva mobile site. God.
That's too good. Well, that's so exciting.
No, so I have a pep in my step today.
Yeah.
I have a big pep in my step.
You look so cozy today.
Thank you. I was really going for like,
you can't see Mac,
jammies.
But they're wearing like a cozy little white sweater. It's so cute.
Mm.
Well, today we're kind of sentimental.
We are very sentimental today.
We're doing some female friendship songs. So thank you so much for joining us. That's our theme for today. This was kind of hard to find songs, but it was like a fun challenge.
It was, yeah. I found Ribs last minute.
That's
I was
one.
Like going through and I was like, how could I forget? I was like in the mirror. I was like, stupid, stupid, stupid.
Yeah, let's start with that one. Let's start with Ribs.
It's a good thesis.
A classic.
I wanna pack, I wanna bag, the minds we had, the minds we had, all the thoughts.
Hi.
We're back. Thanks all for joining. Dad, you missed a shout out. Apparently, Tony wasn't even listening.
That breaks my heart. That breaks my heart.
But do you want to drop on the news real quick?
Yeah, I'll say it one more time. Well, it's not special. Whatever. Basically, I'm not even excited about it anymore. Tony Foster, Mr. Foster, Conan is hosting the Oscars, and I'm having a watch party, and I would really like it if you would fly out. Basically, I will not put any money up for airfare, but I will put a lot of intense begging.
He's got that retirement fund. Come on now.
I will beg, and I will plead.
So that's the news that you missed. To the rest of our listeners, sorry that you had to hear that again, but it's big news for us in the studio.
Breaking.
If you're just joining, we are listening to songs about female friendship. That was Ribs by Lorde. And we're going to listen to, this is a classic, not even a classic for everyone, but just for me. this is Haim singing Leaning on You.
I might forget to turn out all the lights, but you take care of me when I have to leave. Dawn. I might sleep in past all my alarms, but you take care of us when I make a change, because it takes all that I got. Feelings, 17 years old, was I faking? I was just a kid, leaving home. Now I get scared, for reasons I don't know. Is it just because I ain't tough enough to be alone? It takes all
hope you like that one. Next one you should introduce.
Okay,
she is a long one.
The next one is Sarah by Fleetwood Mac. I picked this song, it's like a really sweet song, but I also picked this song because my mom and her best friend since like high school like really loved this song so much, and it was kind of like their song. And then she ended up naming her daughter Sarah.
That's so
because
cute.
Of it. I know, I thought it was so sweet.
I love that. I like the line, Sarah, you're the poet in my heart.
I know.
Because that just reminds me of, like, when you're thinking of your friends.
You are the poet in my heart. You are. You're so good with words. Kira wrote me a little poem that I put by my light switch so I can see it every day. And it's so cute. And she's a wordsmith, and it's really good.
I read it for the first time, like, in, like, 2 years. I was like, damn, I did that good. I'm like, I did something good there.
It's not too bad. Not too bad.
All right, this is Sarah by Fleetwood Mac.
Sarah.
Said you give me love, but you never told me about the fire. Down
Welcome back.
Guys, so I have some bad news. Not even bad news.
I think it's bad news.
I need to speak on this. So the next song is going to be by Kacey Musgraves, and I love Kacey Musgraves. I've actually seen her multiple times. She opened up for Harry Styles, so I saw her twice at Harry's tour. Then I saw her at Gov Ball in high school, and then I went to her own solo tour once. So I've seen her like 4 times, which is like so random. Mm. But I love this new album. Whatever. A couple weeks ago, I see that like there's a ticket raffle to get Kacey Musgraves tickets at Ohio State, and I'm like, oh my god, let's go. Get the ticket, pay $28. Mm. Next thing you know, it's November 13th. I'm like, wait a minute. It's like 10:30 p.m. I look, and my Kacey Musgraves ticket, of course, was for November 13th. And the thing was, is I was, like, feeling sick. Like, it's not like I could jump and go and catch the last 45 minutes. Like, I was in bed. Mm. But I was just like, wow, I really forgot about that.
That's okay.
Like, maybe I could have sold it. But I also had, like, a physical ticket, like an old person. So, like,
you'd have to, like, meet up in some parking lot.
So anyway, the next song is going to be a Kacey Musgraves song. I love this song. I would say for me, on the theme of female friendship, I associate female friendship a lot with spirituality.
Mm, I agree.
I don't know if that's the same for you, but I feel like I talk to my friends a lot about spirituality, mm-hmm. and like strong friendships feel spiritual to me. Like we just feel like on the same level, yeah. like whatever. And this song is called Jade Green, and it's about like carrying the crystal jade around on her bracelet and how it like feels like good luck and good energy and how her like person that she's talking about also feels like good energy. Love. So this to me is like the epitome of friendship, and it's just a fun song. So this is Jade Green by Kacey Musgraves.
Beautiful.
That was Kacey. Next up, we have Graceland 2 by Phoebe Bridgers.
Classic.
I heard this. I don't know if this is, like, correct, but I heard, and I didn't Google. It's so Googleable. But I heard that she wrote the song about Julian Baker, I think.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Right. And so I also have a little bit of Boy Genius on there, but we'll see what happens.
I love the lyrics in this, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Graceland too?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Elvis, it's so sweet. I know.
If dreams could come true. Like, it's so cute.
Whatever she wants. Like, it's so sweet that it's like, I remember really liking that it was written about a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, while Kira and I were trying to pick songs, I realized that, like, all the songs I were picking were, like, love songs. But I was like, but they're, like, you love your friends.
Exactly.
But, like, this one specifically feels like a love song written to a friend.
Yeah.
Which I really like.
I like
lot.
When it's like all that. Because I had some songs that were like, I'll go wherever you go. I'm like, oh yeah. And then it's like, did you tell her that we used to be together?
No,
like,
literally.
No. That wasn't the vibe. So here we go, Graceland 2.
Little Phoebe.
I'm getting a lot of requests for poems, and I do say my rate is around 90. 90
per stanza.
Yeah. But happy to toss those out. Poems are low-key fun to do as gifts. And I think poems get a bad rap of being, like, cheesy.
No, I love cheesy.
Like, when you hear, like, writing someone a poem. Okay, wait. I'm going to brag and be annoying right now.
No, be annoying.
My boyfriend. You know him.
Oh, my God. This is good.
Wrote me a poem, gave it to my dad to fly with and bring it here.
Amazing.
Uh-huh. And then my dad was like, why didn't I get a poem?
Okay, and also don't forget when he gave you his, like, thinking page.
Oh, yeah.
His workshop page. That is so beautiful and romantic.
Yeah, he also, like, showed me, like, him, like, trying to think of ideas.
He's like, imagine if it was like, no, it was like beautiful and sweet, but imagine if it was like, Kira, eyes, ? Like,
and then my dad was like, where's my poem? And then Sam was like, roses are red, violets are blue. Something about like beating him in fantasy football. And then it rhymed. Like,
just guy stuff.
At the end of it.
Guy stuff. We want to get it.
Guy stuff.
Guy stuff. When I was Sappho, like a couple weeks ago for Halloween, we were like doing a bit and I had to write a poem really quickly. And so I did it like, cause she was a poet. And I did it like on my notes app and it was just like, lesbianism, Greek, Greco-Roman times. This is a poem.
What did your friend Allie do? It was like Kira Monster, the Kira Monster.
Oh, Kira Monster, the Kira Monster. Wait, I bet I could find it. We can have that for the next.
Yeah. For the next round of chit chat. And I'm thinking that I want to play this Japanese house song, not to be confused with Japanese breakfast.
Mm.
And the name of it is So Female Friendship to Me. It's called Indexical Reminder of a Morning Well Spent.
Oh. Welcome back. I think we're going to do a little bit more Phoebe with True Blue.
Yep.
This song is like, I think it is a love song. I just really like it a lot. I've been listening to it a bunch. But I do think it kind of has. I just like that it's like a little girl group of like three people who are all friends. Although yeah. I think Julian and Lucy are dating. I'm a truther of that, actually.
Actually, is that like something that like people always believed in?
It's like, I think when they first started, because they released, I think it was self-titled. They released self-titled and then it was, they took a hiatus and then they came back for the record. But I think, like...
Why did they break up after that, by the way?
They don't, it's not like they break up. I think they're all just like solo artists as well. So yeah. I think they like, they make music together. They like really put a lot of energy into it and then they break off and like do their own thing for a second and then they come back.
Okay, fine.
I'm glad that they came back. For yeah. sure. But I think the Julian and Lucy thing is, like, relatively recent.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
But also, I'm not on TikTok.
So like, through the gay grapevine, I think they live together in San Francisco.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is the gayest thing to do.
Yeah.
Live together in San Francisco.
With your bestie.
With your bestie.
I think the name Julian for a woman is so awesome.
I really like it. It's a good one. I also really like Lucy. I think yeah. Lucy's cute because it's, like...
Lucy?
She's not, like, hyper-feminine. Do you know?
Yeah.
Lucy, I just... found out from Bridget.
Oh my God, that means LSD.
It's not about LSD.
Oh,
see, okay. What the fuck is going on?
Well, I need to talk to Nat. There was a debate in my Beatles class about whether it was about LSD or not. What's her alternative theory?
She told me that it was. Hold on. She told me that it was like about his like a kid wrote a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. John consistently denied that it was about LSD and said he titled the song to match a drawing created by his son Julian. Oh my God, we were just talking about that. Who drew his classmate Lucy against the stars.
I do think, like, just the reason it's so associated with LSD, even if it doesn't stand for LSD, is because they were, like, doing drugs all the time, and that
right.
song is, like, all over the place.
Right.
Like, that whole album is just, like, so, like, what's the word? Psychedelic, I guess?
Yeah.
That it's, like, there was some sort of mushrooms involved.
Nat just texted me.
Oh, dude,
yes, you're right.
About the
okay,
kids?
Okay, so it's not about LSD. Yeah. That's what Bridget was saying. I feel like Bridget and Nat are top minds.
No, I trust Nat. I'm just talking out of my ass.
No. Well, you had the class under your belt. I feel like they had a discussion about it.
Me and Nat can do a thumb war and figure out who's right.
A thumb war.
You have the next song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're doing True Blue.
True Blue. we got off on a tangent, and your dad just texted in the group chat, FCC's phone is ringing off the hook.
Who's FCC?
Like the federal something commission. something about the radio. We'll move on, I guess.
Enjoy this really wholesome song.
Enjoy this beautiful song.
You said you wanted to feel alive, so we went to the
liked that one. We love the lyrics to that.
Such a good one. Every other lyric, we were like, oh, and that one.
Oh, and that one.
And that one's so good.
Gorgeous. This is like a very, I feel like a lot of the songs on here actually have really good lyrics. And I think that like makes sense with the female friendship of it all. If we're just joining, our theme is female friendship. Sorry for not reminding our listeners today. I'm going to present our next song. This is a song by Lorde called Secrets from a Girl, in parentheses, Who's Seen It All. This feels like, so like I made a friend, her name is Samantha.
She's coming today.
Yeah, she's literally flying on a plane right now to come visit me, and she's older. And so, like, she always felt like kind of like older sister friend.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like I go to a lot of my friends for advice. So this just feels like one of those like comforting songs about like, yeah, like things are hard, but like it's human and everyone kind of goes through it, especially the girls. So this is Secrets from a Girl Who's Seen It All by Lorde.
Dancing with my girls, only having two drinks, then leaving. It's a funny thing that you never gain self-control. Guess it's been a while since you last said sorry. Crying in the dark at your best friend's party. You've had enough, gotta turn the lights up, go home. Couldn't wait to turn 15. Then you're blinking, it's been 10 years. Growing up a little at a time and all at once. Everybody wants the best for you, but you gotta want it for yourself, my love. You can take him if you want him, he's a judge. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Seen it all. Remember all the hurt you would feel when you weren't desired. Doing anything for more time. Remember what you thought was grief before you got the call. Baby, gonna once, gonna feel the pain for you. You're gonna love again, so just try staying open. And when the time comes, you fall. Yeah, when the time comes, you fall. Your dreams end. Turn 15, then you just go. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all.
Welcome back.
That was our little Lorde song. Hope you like that one. That one's like kind of fun, peaceful.
It is a good one. It's like a nice, like easy listen.
Yeah. Do you want to do one of your songs? Because I feel like I'm dominating.
I feel like no, you're not.
The air right
now.
I
honestly. honestly, I only have one more, and it was kind of a last-minute pick. It's kind of long, so you can do.
So do you want to do, like, another one of mine?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then maybe we can close out.
Okay, so I'm gonna have you pick. We have a King Princess song.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
We have Arena Sawayama. And then we have Aviva Dubi. I think those, out of those three, we should pick.
Okay. I haven't heard the Arena one that I'm interested.
Yeah, this one's kind of pop songy, so I felt like it would be like a fun different vibe. Yeah. So this one, this is just like a classic pop song called Love Me For Me. This song just gives the energy of like the music that you listen to like with your besties.
Oh,
with your
girls. like a soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Love Me For Me.
Actually, you worked in the production, and you were so. And I've complimented you so many times.
Well, I did coach her in the vocals, and I was kind of hoping it'd be like, "You wanna love me for me," but she switched up.
No, and that's okay. I mean, I do like your version better.
Yeah,
but that's typical. That's what, you know. It's whatever.
Whatever.
That's fine. That's fine. And when they do the like the documentary on her,
right?
Years from now,
because they said like you have star appeal and we want you to just perform. And I said my education is important to me.
My education. Hard stop. I will be getting my bachelor's degree. Oh my god! Okay,
I'll work for some retail, and then
we still need to take our picture. Every time I see, I have a boa that I got from Rocky Horror, like hanging. It's like the world, like it's like a boa went on Ozempic. Like it's the scraggliest little thing ever. It's like it's basically a cat toy. Like Wallace is all over that thing. But every time I see it, I think about and Kira have like planned a little. We have a concept of a photo shoot for the cover of our Arouse show, which does not exist yet.
Wait, when the fuck? Oh, sorry.
FCC.
FCC. They
when
burst
is our
in.
Interview?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, do they not realize?
Maybe they'll. Maybe, do they know who we are? I think they'll probably. I don't know. Maybe we'll email us.
Guys, I'm not mad. Actually, I'm joking.
No, we are mad. It's like, it's, no. Hopefully that's soon. Because Arouse was doing a thing where it's like we're gonna interview hosts, and Kira and I were like, what if we attended this as the worst pop stars ever? Mm-hmm. Like big boas, huge sunglasses. We were gonna have Owen be our manager, or sorry, our publicist.
Yep.
Our
if publicist. You know
Owen. If you know Owen.
He's a shield.
When you were playing Lord, I was like, oh, I should have shouted out Owen. He's not listening. He's not listening.
That's so funny, because doesn't he host sometimes, too?
Yeah, he would host with me all the time over the summer. But, like, he sometimes he'll listen, but he only heckles. It's never anything positive.
That's almost like my uncle and my dad.
Exactly.
The men love to do that.
Just
kidding, guys. Love you.
Just kidding.
All right, let's do this quick song that I have here.
Oh, sure.
Good? And then we'll do your song to close it off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, gorgeous. We're going to play Glue Song real quick because I think this song is super cute.
I've never known someone like you. Tangled in love, stuck by you. Found the clue. Don't forget to kiss me, or else you'll have to miss me. I guess I'm stuck forever by the clue. Won't you?
That was Glue Song. Biba Doobie Claro. That's such a fun name. Biba Doobie.
I know, right?
Amazing.
Max is going to close us out today.
I'm going to close us out. Thank you. Thank you for swinging it over to me. I'm going to close us out. Honestly, I was a little bit struggling. Like I said, like I feel like everything I was thinking of were like love songs, so I was like struggling with the theme a little bit, and then Riley texted me randomly a song, and I was like, oh, like female friendship, Riley. And actually, when I feel like when I think about female friendship a lot, I think about when me, you, and Riley went to Athens.
I loved that weekend.
It was so fun. It was so much nice.
It was just like a chill, like there was no real plan, and we just like enjoyed it.
And we just
and we like shared a bunch of music on the way home.
Yes,
like I listened to those songs all the time.
Yes, a love in the time of socialism is such a good.
Like Riley,
like,
you ate that up.
No, Riley, and Riley, you're not listening. Thank you so much for all your music recommendations. Genuinely, I listened to Love in the Time of Socialism. I feel like almost every time now since this time of year, because it's like it feels like a Christmas song. It's like crisp. It's so good.
It's cozy.
There's like bells in it, or there has to be like something that is like giving off Christmas energy. But anyways, the next song, our last song, is going to be one that Riley sent me. I don't know. I don't think the lyrics go along with anything. I think it is kind of a love song, but...
Hey, girl, no one's grading you. You can do whatever you want.
I know, Kieran. We were texting, and we were like, no one's fact-checking. Owen's not even listening. So the last song is going to be Veterans Day by Cutworms.
Bye, guys. Bye. Have a good weekend. Mwah.